Maryland's News Now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Gas prices, they're up and they're down for various reasons, and now there's a new cause for a spike. Gas tax in Maryland. AAA Mid-Atlantic's Christine DeLeese with why we now might want to fill up in Virginia. Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Oh, you're following the gas prices, and we knew with this gas tax that this was going to have an effect in Maryland, but I didn't realize the kind of effect that Virginia's law would have there. So let's tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, right now for Maryland, effective July 1st, we are going to see a slight tax increase that will result around 4 cents a gallon. Virginia, on the other hand, is waiving their longstanding reliance on the state retail fuel excise tax and replacing it with a wholesale tax, with a price on the tax on the wholesale price. So Virginia's excise tax right now is about 17.5 cents a gallon. Once they waive that and they add in the fees and the wholesale tax, that'll translate to about 11 cents a gallon. So right now, do the math. Virginia's average price at the pump is $3.41 a gallon. So come July 1st, if those prices hold steady, we will actually see a decline. Meanwhile, Maryland's average price is $3.51 a gallon, so we will see a slight increase on that, about 4 cents more, if those prices hold steady.
And if the prices hold steady in Virginia, it's going to drop about 6 cents a gallon, is that right?
Yeah, about 6-7 cents. Yeah, 7 cents a gallon. So, yeah, I mean, that definitely will be down about, you're talking about $3.35 a gallon. So it's definitely a saving.
What does this say about those poor gas stations along the border?
I know. Those are the ones that should see, the Virginia side should maybe see an increase in business, while Maryland may see a decline.
Yeah, Christine, I don't know if you have these numbers in front of you right now, but in general, from last summer to this summer, are prices in Maryland up or down, just sort of in general?
Compared to last year, we are up now. We're about 11 cents a gallon higher than we were last time. But AAA is anticipating prices to remain stable. We could even see declines as the summer goes on and the summer driving season ends.
And this gas tax is this isn't stopping here, so we're going to see a little bit more next year too, right?
We are. I mean, this is going through fiscal year 2018, and at that time, we could be highest gas prices in the nation, up there along with New York and California and Hawaii. When we see, we'll be having about 63 cents a gallon taken out of your, will be allocated to taxes for a gallon of gas.
We're number one. A cheer that we won't like to make when we pull up to the pumps. Christine DeLeese from AAA Mid-Atlantic, thank you so much for joining us and just getting us all prepared so we're not shocked the next time we fill up that the prices will be higher.
Thank you.